If you love Baltimore sports, you'll love WNST.net.
Some say he should have been the winner. I don't know that there were any losers. Adam Lambert here in Baltimore, in the Charm City. You eat crab cakes yet, or what's going on?
What happened to crab cakes? No, we don't really get to do anything outside of the arena.
Kind of
we're kind of locked in for the rest of the day.
So. You don't realize that when you sign up, like what?
No.
When you were a performer, like you've done tours or stuff like that.
I have, but touring with theater is different because we would go to like a major city and stay there for a couple weeks.
And
I've never done this at night.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And I love that. I love traveling and kind of taking.
Where's your favorite place?
Europe.
Okay, where are you?
Yeah, Germany mostly.
Right on. See, I'm wearing my World Cup. This is my American Idol.
I was working. I also enjoyed Chicago. That was cool.
Right on.
I spent some time in Chicago a while back. That was awesome.
Now, were you born in Indianapolis?
I was born in Indianapolis, but my parents moved me to San Diego when I was about a year old.
Those are smart parents. That's all I know.
Right. Southern California.
So you never spent any time in Indianapolis, really? Because
no.
I saw you were born, I was making sure you weren't a Colts fan. I mean, it's a bad thing for Baltimore from the sports side.
I'm not a sports fan at all.
I know you're not.
Surprise!
See, I knew that. I did the research on this, so we're going to talk music with you. Dude, I mean, we started watching you perform, and it was just week after week you changed. I have no idea if I came here tonight to see the show what you would perform, because to me, you can kind of perform anything you want to, right?
Thanks.
What are you doing?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I start out with some Led Zeppelin, A Lot of Love. There's a couple that we reprised from the show.
Sure, right.
To give the people what they saw. Mad World is reprised. My duet with Allison Aerhead is reprised. Slow Ride by Foghat. And then
I saw Foghat here at the
You did?
In 81.
Yeah,
cool?
Yeah.
Slow Ride.
In 81?
Yeah. They were washed up.
You look young.
40.
Really?
I look young.
Good for you.
I like it.
Looking good.
Say, Lambert.
Something in the water with him.
Fine. Yeah, that's good.
And then I do a song by Muse, which is a contemporary modern rock band. And I do a David Bowie medley at the end of my set.
Space Oddity, what are you doing? John
Doing
Suffragist?
Doing Life on Mars.
Okay.
Fame. And then Let's Dance. Yeah, and we're kind of doing it with like a lot of modern synth production, so it kind of gives it an updated feel.
I have a feeling that you were controlling the band more than maybe some of the other performers were on the show. Just the offbeat way that you did songs we were all accustomed to seeing.
I wouldn't say controlling, because Ricky Minor.
But you had an idea, though.
Yeah, there was a lot of collaboration opportunities on the show that I think maybe certain people either took advantage of or didn't. And something that I just kind of identified pretty early on was, well, there's no harm in asking for something and seeing what they'll say. So I tried to work it to the best of my ability.
But not just like, I guess some people were like, Paula would be more choreography. To me, you were about arrangement and you were about your costume, and I had a feeling it was all you, that there was...
Yeah, I was trying to kind of put my stamp on everything. I'd make it like a number, make it like, you know, between the way it looked and the way it sounded and the way it was like staged and lit. Like I wanted it to be me. I wanted to stand out. Every week.
So what's the future for you? Because I got to ask you that. And at the end of all this, a few weeks into this, has it been what you expected it to be?
It's intense. It's a lot more work than I thought it was going to be honest with you. But it's also far more rewarding than I expected it to be.
In what way?
Seeing the people that are so enthusiastic and passionate about what we do and that put us where we are with this show, the people that voted. It's really nice to be able to connect with them and give them a live show and meet them before and after the show, because it reminds you of why it worked. Why the results were what they were. And the future for me is November, my album's coming out. And it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be pop, rock,
I just don't
electro.
Know what kind of dope it's gonna be.
It's gonna be a little bit of everything. It'll be really current and modern and hip, but it'll also like nod to 70s and 80s rock classics and like new wave stuff from the 80s as well. There's a lot of influences on it.
The thing I said to her the week before, I said, he should do Kiss for the finale, and boom, there it is. I'm not a web guy or reading up on it. That was perfect for you, man. You did great.
That was cool. That was really cool.
It's really nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
Thanks, man. Good luck to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
No losers in American Idol.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
There it is. Thanks.
If you love Baltimore sports, you'll love WNST.net.